Let's get the latest news from the Globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line. Across the Line on OFM is brought to you by Checkers. When the games begin, Checkers' champion lineup is united by one thing, the fire. So light the fire and braai with SA's best this weekend. Checkers, better and better.
And time for another Rugby World Cup report, and this really does just sound like victory. I love it. It's another busy weekend in France with plenty of Rugby World Cup action to look forward to. The second block of matches got underway last night, with the host France beating the Los Terros of Uruguay 27-12 in a thrilling game played in Lille. This evening, neighbours Namibia will go up against the mighty All Blacks in Toulouse, and while the three-time world champions are favourites to win, they can expect nothing less than a tough fight against the Velvetiers. For Namibia, it's an opportunity to prove themselves against one of the very best rugby nations. Former Cheetah and Springbok Barend Pieterse, who is the current Namibian assistant coach, said they've prepared well for the game against a difficult opponent.
It is a short turnaround, and I think if you ask any coach in the world what is the thing he wants more is time in coaching. But unfortunately, I mean, this is the position we're in, and I mean, I think we actually had a very good week after the Italy match, and I feel very confident that all the systems are in place. I mean, we have been together for a few months. You could do some here and there, some fine-tune. Yeah, we're very happy with the time we had and where we are now.
Tonight's game kicks off at 9 p.m. Now tomorrow at 3 p.m, Mano Samoa will open their campaign against Chile in Bordeaux, while at 5:45, Wales will be in action against Portugal in Nice. Portugal will also play in their first game of the World Cup. And then at 9 p.m. in Nantes, the world number one island will face the ever-physical Tonga, a team that knows how to cause a major upset at a World Cup. On Sunday, the action kicks off at 3 p.m. in Bordeaux, with the reigning world champions, the Springboks, going head-to-head with Romania. The Boks are set to win this game, and it will be important to try and get a full house of points against the Oaks. The versatile Springbok flanker hooker Dion Fourie will be making his Rugby World Cup debut in the test at the tender age of 36. Fourie warned that they first need to make sure they win the game before targeting points.
If you looked at the first 10 minutes when they played against Ireland, they played with so much passion, and they're a proud team, and I think they'll do themselves and their country, they want to do them proud as well this weekend when they play against us. The most important thing is to win it first, and then grinding out the first 40 minutes, and hopefully at the back end of the game you can stack up the points. If you just go and you focus on winning each of your pool game, then you sort it, so then the points difference doesn't come into play that much.
At 5:45, it's over to Saint Etienne, where the Wallabies will be up against Fiji, and the Islanders will no doubt back themselves for an upset. The last game of the weekend will be played at 9 p.m. when England square up against the unpredictable Japan in Nice. And there you have it. That's all for now. I'll be back at 5:30 with more sport.
Across the Line on OFM was brought to you by Checkers. Elevate your game day prep with incredible Boerewors deals. Don't miss out on Checkers' exceptional championship Boerewors range. Enjoying savings in store, or get them from cart to your couch with Checkers 60-60. Checkers, better and better. That was Across the Line, the latest news from the Globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on ofm.co.za.